Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This is continuing coverage in the trial of Alex Murdaugh from True Crime Today.
Welcome back to our continuing coverage. Day number 11 of testimony in the trial of Alex Murdaugh, and an interesting day it has been, including a bomb threat, which caused the courtroom to be evacuated for a short period of time. Other than that, many witnesses taking the stand today to testify against Alex Murdaugh. Let's go to the courtroom right now for segment number one.
The jury is present, sir.
Okay, thank you. Good morning. Day number 13, cross-examination.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Is it Agent Fletcher or Miss Fletcher?
Miss Fletcher is fine.
Are you an agent?
Technically, I am commissioned. However,
okay.
I'm a forensic scientist.
Right. Okay. Well, Miss Fletcher, just want to go over a little bit of what you testified about yesterday and hit some smaller points, but I mean, you pretty much, you said this yesterday, but gunshot primer residue is not biodegradable, correct?
No, sir. They're composed of heavy metals of lead, barium, and antimony, so they're individual particles of those metals. They are not biodegradable.
So if it's if gunshot primer residue is on a surface, it will stay on that surface and will not degrade for hundreds of years.
Potentially, there's not studies that go out that far, but potentially.
Right. Right. But the only way that current science knows to get primer gunshot residue off of anything is through cleaning, wiping it off, scrubbing it off, spraying it off. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. And it comes out when a gun is shot, right?
Yes, that's how gunshot primer residue is formed. It comes out through the muzzle and in a semi-automatic through the ejector port or through a revolver through the muzzle gap. So any opening within the gun, it'll come out.
Yeah, so the gunshot primer residue will follow the projectile, whether it's pellets or a bullet out the barrel of the gun, rifle, or pistol, will it not?
Yes, sir, it will.
And then if you have a semi-automatic rifle or shotgun, gunshot primer residue will go follow the discharge cartridge or shell shot as it opens up, right?
Yes, sir. Studies have shown as far as about 60 feet. Beyond that, they haven't been studied.
Okay. So within 60 feet of a gun being shot, there will be gunshot primer residue on whatever's around there. Fair enough?
Whatever's around the bullet, per se. When it gets out that far, it's more in the immediate vicinity of the bullet.
But for sure, gunshot primer residue will accumulate on the firearm that's being used, will it not?
Yes, sir, it will.
And if it's not properly cleaned and maintained, I mean, it'll stay there until it gets wiped off by someone's hand or left out in the rain or sprayed off, right?
Yes, sir, it will.
Okay. And when you were referring to transfer GSR, is that one of the things you're referring to?
Yes, sir. If you touch a gun that had been fired at any point, then you have the potential to transfer it to your hands.
Now, this jury has seen, throughout the course of the trial, a number of folks holding up some firearms that are in evidence. A couple of shotguns, 300 blackout, and they've seen seen witnesses hold up. Mr. Meadows held up yesterday this blue rain jacket, which you had identified having 38 particles or more on it. My question to you is it very possible that where you're sitting right now, there's gunshot primer residue?
That is a possibility, yes, sir.
Okay. Now, you did some... you work in the forensic services laboratory at SLED, correct?
Correct.
And there's a trace evidence operation manual pertaining to gunshot primer residue analysis, correct?
Yes, sir, there is.
And that governs you follow that manual, do you not?
Yes, I do.
And you agree with the statement that gunshot primer residue evidence is most probative in the following situations: from subjects who have not sustained a gunshot wound, from subjects who have not been in the proximity to the discharge of a firearm or admitted to discharging a firearm, and from subjects who were not found in the possession of a firearm.
I do agree with that, yes, sir.
And that's a statement of the your operations manual.
Yes, sir, it is.
And you obtain clothing, which we know is from Richard Alexander Murdoch, shirt, shorts, and shoes, and did someone under your supervision did lifts from those clothing items so that you could analyze the particles, correct?
Yes, sir. Jamie Hall collected the particle lifts off of those items.
And that collection was done on June the 8th, I believe, was it not?
Yes, sir, it was.
And are you aware that the clothes were collected on June the 8th?
Yes, sir, I was.
And were you aware that when the clothes were collected, they were wet?
I didn't know that they were wet until Jamie opened up the evidence, and it was evident that the shirt was a little damp and the shoes were definitely damp.
And so it's just been a few hours that that they had been placed in some sort of bag, and you opened it up and they're wet, and you smell laundry detergent.
That's correct.
Okay. Were you aware that it had been raining that evening at Moselle?
I was not aware of that, no, sir.
The any event, you tested after Ms. Hall, is that it, Jamie Hall?
Yes, sir.
She did the lifts. And you located three particles from the white shirt?
Yes.
You were at three particles from the shorts?
Yes.
No particles from the shoes?
Yes.
And there was no particles on Mr. Murdoch's hands?
There was one particle on his right hand.
I'm sorry, there was one particle on his hand. And you would agree that that amount of primer residue, gunshot primer residue found on an individual who you had been informed had a firearm in his hand when the police arrived, that it was consistent with the transfer from a firearm?
When I analyzed the evidence, I did not know that he had a firearm in his hand, but that would be consistent with somebody who had a firearm in his hand prior to collection.
Okay. Well, you learned that at least by June the 9th at 11:03 a.m. when you had a telephone call with Agent Owen, correct?
Yes, sir.
And you told him that that amount of gunshot residue would be consistent with the transfer from a firearm?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you stand by that here today?
I do.
Now, the seatbelt assembly, let's talk about that for a minute. You did lists, you and Ms. Hall, or Agent Hall, did lists of the buckle, is that right?
Yes, sir.
The latch plate, is that right?
Yes.
And then three spots along the belt, the webbing?
Yes, sir. Three areas along the belt. We divided the belt into three sections and did both sides of it. And those were the five areas that we collected.
I see. So did you take lists from the entire webbing?
Yes, sir. We retracted it as far as it would go, divided it into three sections, and collected them.
And the results of the lifts, and you did analysis, was there's one particle on the buckle, right?
That's correct.
Zero on the latch plate.
Correct.
Zero on the belt, on any of the sections of the belt.
That's correct.
So the whole belt was zero. And so they found one particle.
I confirmed one particle on the buckle. Yes, sir.
And you can't say how or when the particle was deposited on the belt, can you?
I cannot.
And I think you told this to Agent Owen that if Alec Murdoch was shooting earlier in the day or any time, at some point in time while he had that vehicle, and he got after shooting, he got in the vehicle, it has the ability to transfer any gunshot residue primer to that vehicle, right?
Yes, sir. I cannot tell you when that particle was deposited.
So if he had had that vehicle for 2 years and he'd been out shooting and got in it, it could have deposited one particle on the buckle, and it could stay there unless it got knocked off, right?
Yeah, unless it was cleaned, it could have stayed there. Yes, sir.
And if he went and got a gun and then put it in the car, and then he got back in the car and he got transferred GSR on him, and he could hit the buckle, and that could put it on there, right?
Yes, sir. That could have happened.
It's just very, very small. You can't see it with a naked eye, but it stays there forever unless it's moved.
That's correct, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, you were also asked to do an analysis of a blue rain jacket. Do you remember that?
Yes, sir, I did.
And once again, just like the seatbelt, there's no way for you to know when the gunshot primer residue was deposited on the blue rain jacket.
That's correct.
It could be at any point in time from the date that blue rain jacket was manufactured, right?
Well, probably not on the manufacturer date unless they were firing guns in the manufacturing plant, but any time after a consumer takes possession, probably.
So if a consumer took possession of that garment 4 years ago, and we're going to talk about how you can get gunshot primer residue on it, but unless it's cleaned off or washed off, it'll stay for 4 years.
It could, yes.
And you have no idea how gunshot primer residue ended up on that garment, correct?
I cannot tell you how it got there.
Okay. Or when it got there.
Or when it got there.
Or whether it was being worn when it got there, whether it was being worn inside out when it was deposited on there, or whether it was laid on top of a gun, for example.
I cannot tell you any of those scenarios.
Okay. So if Mr. Randolph Murdoch, are you aware that this rain jacket was found in a closet in September of 2021 at Mr. Randolph Murdoch's home?
That was the information that was on the submission, yes.
And he died, I think, on June 10th, 2021. Were you aware of that?
I remember hearing news about it.
But if he, before he got into his truck, had taken off this poncho and flipped it over and threw it on the back seat of his truck where he kept his shotgun Bo Whoop, and it laid on top of this dirty old shotgun, it could have deposited 38 particles of gunshot primer residue, right?
If the shotgun was not clean, there is a potential for the transfer off of that shotgun, yes.
And if the gun, if Bo Whoop hadn't been cleaned in years, there would be.
No objection. What's he saying?
Bo Whoop.
Bo Whoop.
B O W H O O P. The name of Mr. Randolph Murdoch's shotgun. If that shotgun hadn't been cleaned in years, it'd be more likely you would get gunshot residue deposited on anything that came on top of it, right?
The transfer would be more likely, yes, sir.
Now, you also testified that 38 particles of gunshot primer residue was a significant amount. You
yes,
remember
sir.
Saying that?
Yes, sir.
So I guess then you would agree with me that one particle on the hand is an insignificant amount.
I can just say that it was present. I can't tell you that it's insignificant. It's just there.
Yet you can say 38 is significant.
Because it's much more than you would expect on an item that wasn't in the vicinity or didn't come into contact with an object with gunshot primer residue on it. One particle, I can't tell you when or how or it got there.
Well, would you agree with three particles on a shirt is an insignificant amount?
It's just three particles on a shirt, and it can be one of the two ways or a combination of the two ways of being in the vicinity or transfer. Mm.
Yet you're comfortable saying 38 is significant, but you're not comfortable saying one is insignificant.
Insignificant implies that the evidence itself is insignificant, but it's a particle of gunshot primer residue. I'm not going to say that it's insignificant evidence.
Well, should you say 38 is significant, or do you say there's 38 particles on there?
Significant implying that it's a large amount, not that it's a small amount, but a large amount.
So is three a small amount?
Not in how many that we get normally. It's about average.
Okay. Now, in addition to the rain jacket, and I think that is item 173 in your lab, you were also provided a blue tarp, item 174. Do you remember receiving a blue tarp?
Yes, sir.
And after discussing the scenario presented by the witness with Captain Ryan Neal, you and he decided that there was no need to process the blue tarp seized from Almeida, correct?
Correct.
And are you aware that this witness was Shelley Smith?
I am now. I was not aware who the witness was at the time.
So in your conversation with Agent Ryan Neal, he says, don't worry about the tarp.
Objection to hearsay.
The objection is sustained.
After your conversation with Ryan Neal about what a witness had relayed to him, you, in consultation with Agent Neal, decided not to test the tarp.
That's correct. That was based on the raincoat was balled up in a closet versus the tarp being folded in a container and in place in a location.
When you say balled up, what do you mean?
I wasn't there, so I don't know, but that was the information. It was haphazardly placed in the bottom of the closet.
Okay. If it had been folded and placed on top of some other items in the closet, would that have made a difference to you?
I'm not sure. That would have had to have been a discussion between the agents and my management.
Have you seen all the photos of the search warrant, where it was found and how it was folded or not folded, balled or not balled?
I've seen one photo.
Okay. The one that's in evidence here?
I'm not sure.
You were informed from Agent Neal or you concluded that the supposition was that the firearm was in contact with the rain jacket, correct?
I'm sorry?
You documented that the supposition was that the firearm was in contact with the rain jacket.
They were trying to determine, I think, whether a firearm was in contact with the rain jacket, and that was a possibility given my results.
Okay. Now, do you remember what you did with the blue tarp? You just put it in storage and it's never been taken out again, to your knowledge?
To my knowledge, I don't know what happened to the blue tarp.
Did you ever have any involvement with the blue tarp after it was presented to your evidence lab?
No, I did not.
The rain jacket did. Do you know if fingerprints were taken off the rain jacket?
I don't know of any other analyses performed on the rain jacket.
Would you have been able to tell if there had been lifts for fingerprints when it came to you?
For gunshot primer residue evidence, the trace lab always gets it first because any other processes might remove the gunshot primer residue, so no other analyses would have taken place prior to ours.
The rain jacket was slated, I believe you testified, for further DNA analysis.
That was what was on the outside of the box, yes, sir.
And because of that, you and Agent Jamie Hall wore gloves and a gown and a mask, right?
We always wear gloves and the lab jacket, but the mask was added because of the DNA request.
Do you know the results of the DNA analysis?
I do not.
Okay. You were shown photos that were introduced in the evidence and of the rain jacket. And I just want to publish two more that were introduced in the evidence. 438. Doug, can you put 438 on the screen, please? I think you had it, now it's gone. There we go. Agent Fletcher, can you see that?
I can.
What's that?
This is a page out of my case file that I prepared for my technical reviewer. And as part of my information to keep with me, it's a picture of the packaging, the paper bag that the rain jacket was included in, with the documentation on it, as well as the tag from the rain jacket labeling the brand of it, the size of it, and it also has our lab information and the initials and date in which it was analyzed by the trace department.
Okay, now at the bottom of this, I don't know if you can see it, but there's a date of 10/8/2021. Is that when you took the photo?
No, sir. That's when I prepared the PowerPoint for inclusion in my case file.
I see. Okay. So, Doug, if you'll go to the next exhibit, 439, please. And there you've labeled manufacturer's tags. You see that?
Yes, sir.
Can you tell the jury what size this rain jacket is?
It's a large.
Okay. And do you know this brand name, Kokatat?
I had to look it up. I wasn't familiar with it prior to this case.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Doug. Take that down, please. One second, Your Honor, please.
Redirect.
Good morning.
Mr. Griffin asked you about 38 particles on the parka, poncho, rain jacket, the blue garment.
Yes, sir.
You asked about the 38 particles. That's what I'm responding to.
Yeah, we just can't hear you.
Okay, well, I'll talk louder. Sorry.
Actually, how many particles were on the garment?
In total, there were 52 particles. There were 14 that I confirmed on the outside of the rain jacket, and there were 38 on the interior of the rain jacket.
And I confused myself yesterday. There were 13 particle lifts and 12 particle lifts, correct?
And then out of that, you found the 52 particle characteristics of gunshot primer residue, correct?
That's correct.
And 38 of those were on the inside?
Yes, sir.
That's what he asked you about. 14 were on the outside.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And when you wear that garment, do you typically wear it insides inside? Is that what it means?
I would think so. Yeah.
And he asked you, is it a possibility that a firearm had come in contact with the rain jacket? And you said it's possible. It's really possible, isn't it? I mean, those numbers are unusual, aren't they? 38.
For the interior of a garment, I would think that they were unusual, yes.
And that's common sense, isn't it?
Well, they're just not.
What is it? I'm sorry. How do you describe that in your world, everyday living, and then you're examining it? How do you describe those particles inside of a garment that you're supposed to wear with the outside outside?
Well, typically people wear their clothing right side out, and so if they're in the vicinity to the discharge of a shooting, that's where the particles are going to land.
On the outside?
Yes, sir.
And Mr. Griffin asked you about, I think, a hypothetical if Scranton's father's gun had laid on it and it was in a truck. With the 38 particles inside of the rain jacket be consistent with a recently fired firearm being contained inside?
It could be, yes.
With a recently fired firearm being carried inside of that rain jacket?
Just inside the rain jacket. I don't know that it matters if you're carrying it.
Okay, right. You're very technical and precise. Okay. But if you were carrying it, and you had a gun inside that rain jacket that had recently been fired, and you were taking it somewhere to hide it or transport it, would the 38 particles inside the rain jacket be consistent with transfer from a recently fired firearm?
That is a possibility, yes, sir.
And again, how did you describe those 38 particles in your world?
They're unusual because they're on the interior of a garment. And it is a large number.
Unusual because they're in the interior of a garment and an unusual number.
Well, a large number.
Object.
Your last answer for the record was a large number?
Yes, sir.
Further examination.
Very, very briefly, Agent Fletcher, what I gather, they're just a whole lot of possibilities of what could have happened, right?
That's correct.
The only thing you can tell us is what you saw under a microscope.
Yes, sir.
You can't tell the jury how it got there, right?
That's correct.
Or when it got there.
That's correct.
And, okay, and I forgot to ask one further question. A rimfire gun, does it produce gunshot primer residue?
Rimfire ammunition does produce gunshot primer residue. Some don't produce the traditional lead, barium, and antimony. Others do. It just depends on what type of ammunition is used.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
That wraps up our first segment of coverage in the trial of Alec Murdaugh, day number 11, the 8th of February, 2023. More coverage is on the way. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
L-E-D-E-N-E-T.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to take care of yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps. Ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Say hello to making everyday routines a bit more magical. Say hello to sunshine and goodbye to boring. Say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that are just friendly. Products that add a little everyday yay to your day. Like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. Doesn't exist, you say? It's just a myth, a legend, a unicorn. Yeah, it's a unicorn. Hello's Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, and it makes brushing fun. Also prevents cavities, strengthens enamel, helps brush away plaque, and all that important toothpastey stuff. And they didn't forget adults. That's where Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste comes in. It takes care of plaque, tartar, and bad breath for a friendly mouth. And it's made with farm-grown peppermint for a friendly flavor. Speaking of friendly, Hello is vegan, cruelty-free, and not tested on animals. So take your day to the next level, a happier one. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information, You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Visit WashableSofas.com and discover Anabay, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices, with sofas starting at $699. Anabay brings you the ultimate in furniture innovation with a modular design that allows you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slides right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit WashableSofas.com to upgrade your living space today with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Visit WashableSofas.com and discover Anabay, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices, with sofas starting at $699. Anabay brings you the ultimate in furniture innovation with a modular design that allows you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slides right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit WashableSofas.com to upgrade your living space today with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.